Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you in a bad mood or a bad state more often than you'd like to be? Today, I'm going to go through how you can set yourself up into a more frequent good mood or good state. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take back control of your self-esteem and confidence. I've been in positions where I've been feeling really anxious, really low, annoyed, angry on a very regular basis. I can think back to university. I can think back to many, many times in my mid-20s and getting on to my later 20s. Although in my last couple of years, things really, really picked up from my own action. But I can remember the times when I've been really struggling and just not liking life and not taking responsibility for how I felt, really letting external factors control how I felt, just leaving life completely to chance rather than taking accountability for my own life. And one of the best quotes I've heard around this subject is from Jason Capital. Now, Jason Capital's a millionaire entrepreneur who wrote one of the best books I've read called Higher Status. And Jason basically tends to dominate an area in his life and really focus on it, get good at it, and then share it with other people. So he did. He mastered dating. He mastered copywriting. Now he's mastering business and marketing. And he's a really great guy to learn from. And his quote was, "When you are in a bad mood, it is your responsibility to get you in a good mood." This is brilliant. It's so simple, but so effective. Now, I'm sure you're not one of those people listening in because you're listening into this because you probably want to improve your life. But some people think, well, it's not my fault I'm in a bad mood. It's my partner's. It's someone I work with. It's a colleague, my boss. One of my friends said something. It's not my fault I'm in a bad mood. I hate to break it to those kind of people, but it is. It's not your fault on things that happen to you. Different things happen to different people, and we all have different circumstances. There are examples of people with really unfortunate circumstances in this world, whether they've lost someone, maybe lost someone sadly through suicide, maybe they had a disadvantage early on in life, maybe they've lost limbs, various things. And I've seen some people, the most challenging circumstances, or think of someone in another country where they've really got struggles with poverty over there. They barely have any food and drink. Yet when charities go over, they're as happy as you can see. They get a bit of water and they're so happy. Now, you've got people in those situations and they're so grateful and happy. And the other day, I'm just thinking back, I was in a bad mood. And I was like, oh, this is annoying me, because it can happen to all of us. And then I remembered how grateful and appreciative I am of life and what I've got. And I've seen people in different circumstances and they still manage to take responsibility of how they feel and feel good. So the problem is when we take away ownership from ourselves and say it's not our fault, it's so-and-so's fault, all these circumstances, well, then we don't take responsibility for our life and our life becomes a lot harder. And I was there. I had a good job. I had a good life, but I was just knocked off by anything. Now, I'm not saying don't feel bad ever. Of course, we're human beings. We get these emotions, but if we're constantly in a bad state, it's our responsibility to change things to try and feel good as possible. So how can we do this? So I'm going to give you 5 tips now on how you can do this. The first one is ask yourself 5 empowering questions at the start of every day. What I mean by this is our brain looks for the answers of the questions we ask it. And when I've been in a bad place, I've asked myself, like, oh, why do I have to get up at this hour again? Oh, what have I got to do today? Oh, what's going to be a challenge today? Now, that's going to completely change my state and my mood in a different way from asking myself, what can I look forward to? What is exciting about today? What am I grateful for? What do I really like about me right now, or like about me in general? So you see the difference, the questions I'm asking. So one tip is put some sticky notes up on your bathroom mirror and just put 5 questions there. And when you get up in the morning, go brush your teeth or whatever, then you can look at those questions and see these empowering questions and think, right, how can I start to feel good on a more regular basis? A second one is prime yourself daily. Now, I do, if you listened before, you won't be surprised by this. I do a Tony Robbins priming meditation exercise. This is a 15-minute process where he goes through a series of things like, what can you be grateful for? What are you looking forward to? Who do you love? Who can you connect with? And then these are really priming good emotions into your head. And what I would suggest is just thinking of gratitude and happy moments in your life. This can really, really help us in a good start to our day. Even when we don't feel like it, this is an even more effective exercise. And yeah, one thing I will say before I go on to point number 3 is some days we won't feel like doing these exercises or things that make us feel good, but that's when it's super important to do these. You might not change your state instantly, but if you're regularly doing feel-good habits, then you're going to feel good more regularly. Number 3. Get your phone to have an alarm to go off every hour or 2 hours. Now, I used to have it on vibrate, but it really annoyed me, or the sound went on, so I just put it on silent. But when my phone screen flashes up, it works quite well. And what I remind myself to do is to get in a good state. It's just a label basically saying, get in a good state, smile, dance. I love crazily dancing around my flat. And then it says, think of gratitude as well. So putting a reminder on your phone to feel good is really, really good. And if you're doing that regularly through the day, guess what your default state's going to go to? Feeling pretty good. But sometimes we have to remind ourselves to feel good. I've also started putting on it refocus because now and then my focus can kind of slip a little bit. So I remind myself to refocus on things as well within that reminder. Tip number 4, bombard yourself with uplifting information. What I mean by this is if you're listening to negative information, the chances of you feeling good are going to be minimal. If you're listening to uplifting podcasts, motivational podcasts, people who are really inspirational, giving you good advice, like the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast, in a non-biased way, of course. Now, there's plenty of great podcasts out there that I could give recommendations to. But if you're listening to yourself, if you're listening to uplifting podcasts, then you're going to feel better if you're listening to that kind of thing more regularly. And point number 5 is have a setback plan. Now, this is more the reactive side. The first 4 I've just said there are kind of more proactive, how to tune yourself into a good state. But this is a reactive one for how you can react to not feeling so good. Have a setback plan. Have 3 little things you list down, maybe on your phone, maybe on a piece of paper by you, that you've got to do when you don't have a good state. So if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling down, what can you do? Can you get up and do 10 star jumps? Can you start dancing around? Can you smile? Smiling is a really key one, by the way. Smiling produces endorphins. Even when you don't feel like smiling, smiling can change your state. And in fact, I was heard about a study the other day where they went to look at some people who had serious depression and bipolar as well, I think, sort of a mixture. But they were talking to these people, and you know, their stakes were pretty low, and they got them to try and smile for a certain amount of time each day, even when they didn't feel like it. And their state and how they felt completely changed. When we smile, when we don't feel like it, it can change our state and interrupt the pattern. So that's quite a good one to fit into your setback plan. And I remember being in some bad moods and sort of hearing about this a couple of years ago, and smiling. And I remember just smiling when I was just really bad, and I started laughing. And it completely interrupts my pattern of negative thoughts. It just starts making me laugh. So smiling is a really key thing to try and include regularly on those phone alarms, but it also can be quite good for your setback plan as well. So those are my five tips on how you can improve your state and feel good within yourself. Now, looking at the ownership of our state, of our mood, looking at owning our own self-esteem and confidence is just some of the areas I talk about in my latest book, The Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset, which is also available on audiobook now for the listeners out there who don't like reading so much but might like listening. I share my personal stories, vulnerabilities. I make theory simple, and I give simple actions and habits for you to start implementing. So if you're wondering, what do I do? How can I improve my self-esteem and confidence in general? It's quite low. Then I've outlined lots and lots of topics for you in my latest book, and you can just get it on Amazon. Just click on the link in the description below, and it will take you to it. And you've got the option of the paperback, the ebook, and the audiobook. So that's available for you now. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have appreciated today's episode, please share this with your friends and family so I can reach more people and impact them with messages like this. And be sure to give this podcast a rating, because that will make a big difference, and I'd be really appreciative of this as well. And if you have, thank you so much. I do really appreciate you. And remember this: improve your self-esteem, you improve the lives of others.